From Polycast, the official podcast of a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net. Cut. Snippets of what did not make it into the final episode for
Christmas Special 2007.
I'm Nolan. I've been testing Civ since Conquest, and even was part designer, research person for the Warlords Chinese mod. I love Civ MP, although lately I found it a little too testosterone-driven for my tastes and health issues, but I still play. I'm in the manual. We're part of the fan base that has access to the alpha copies.
50.
I like to play Hot Seat with my husband, except for the fact that he has been playing for like 37 years and he's way better than I can ever be. But it's fun.
I only play multiplayer teamed up with hubby against AI, because I would feel guilt if I killed him, or much more likely, he would kill me.
Yeah, we do that too sometimes.
He prefers to mod it more than he does play. Well, I do see examples of they've gotten smarter in BTS than they used to be. Like, I used to see some national wonders with spies that were, like, in the stupidest places. There would be a city that was sharing half of its tiles with something else, and it would be where it built Oxford or something. And it wouldn't reassign the commerce tiles to the Oxford city. But in that Ramsey's Future Star game, I am really culture-pressuring a city just to be a brat. And he's building the Hermitage there. Now, it already had its first revolt to me, so it may be too late, because he hasn't finished building it yet, but that's smart of him. I would totally get thrashed in multiplayer because I have to name my units after their promotions, because otherwise I can't tell what the little icons are. I'm just really bad at that, so I have to name them for what their purpose is. Well, the AI can't read the names, so they don't know which one's stack to go for because it has all my good units. But a human would not even have to look to see which stack has my, you know, commando tanks in it and which one has my crap newbie tanks in it. And they would totally be able to trash me, so I just don't think that's going to happen. That, or I could learn what the icons mean, but, you know, that's too hard.
Find some of us in the Diplo game and in the Pit Boss games, when you put in hours and hours of time on a game, a single game, and as a single Civ or leader, it tends to bleed through in your Diplo relationships in Yim or Messenger or whatever else you use, and people get upset. I mean, sometimes it just twists it into a not so much fun a game. But the others who are not involved can just sit back and laugh like crazy at us. I wasn't ready for you, and why did you come, and you're nasty. In fact, I think a shorter game is healthier for one's emotional well-being.
We did a dual one-city challenge, trying to go Conquest, and he thought it was going to be really hard with one city. And I said, no, you're limited to putting out one unit per turn, but you're going to text so much faster than them, because I know one city challenge, and I can tell you exactly how to do it, and it's really fun, and you will way out-tech them. You just will, because you have a giant, enormous, beautiful city. And he totally didn't believe me. And of course I was right. I'm a permawiss. I'm like, I blunder through wars. I cannot monger wars. Although I've been practicing, I've been doing Future Star games so that I can see what an in-game war is when we're exactly tied on text and have the same exact everything. And I've done two of them. Okay, I really over-prepare for war. I didn't declare war in either one until after 2050 AD. I turned time off and I waited the entire game. Now, one of them, Willem declared war on me, so I didn't really have time to do all my preparing. It's my excuse, because I had war declared on me, but I knew it was coming because he had enough on his hands, so I was preparing for that. And so then I didn't declare war on Ramses until after 2050. So it takes me a little while. And in both cases, the Egyptians, the first game was against Hattie, they built the Manhattan Project, and neither one of them had uranium, and they knew that I did. So I don't even know what is wrong with the AI, but that's a whole nother story. Guess they wanted a head start on SDI for when I built the nukes that they just permitted me to build. They wanted to be sure they had SDI ready.
Well, what game was that? Civ? Warlords? Or
that was from Beyond the Sword.
You're kidding.
I'm serious.
I have to tell Blake about that.
And they built Manhattan Project without the double in production bonus from uranium. It's the first time I ever noticed that you get a production doubler for having uranium. It's like, well, why would you build it if you don't have it? But okay. to kind of code it so that they're less inclined to build it. I should actually let Rurik know about that. I didn't think about it. I don't know if it's really a bug, but it's a bad idea. So then I did trade Ramsey's uranium so that he could make nukes, because the whole point was to practice Lincoln War, and he did try to nuke me. It's actually not over yet, because I took a break from it.
Wow.
He's not nuking me very well, because I made literally about 5 times more nukes than he did, and he has less than half the cities that I do, but I gotta over-prepare. It was fun. I'd never been nuked before.
Well, then you can play your next game on an ice and tundra nap. This is what happened afterwards.
Yeah, and I'll make sure I put Ramsey's in it.
There you go.
Well, I was talking, but then I shut up because I'm talking too much, so I wanted to let you talk. So talk.
Well, I think the guys are going to be listening to the word. When I beat such and such on deity level, they're going to go, oh, sh-.
Copyright 2007, Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net.